Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe, hour two here on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. Tier Tuesday. Tier off all the teams in Major League Baseball at the All-Star break. Comes your way 11:30. It's also a Tommy Tuesday.
That's right.
Tommy Curran. We'll talk to him at high noon. Training camp next week, Keefe.
Oh, my God. Is that right?
I think so. I said it not as confidently there, right? As maybe as I should have. Well,
can we double check that?
Allegedly, we're going to be there.
We're playing promos for it. So,
yeah.
Is it us there?
Yeah, this is you.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Well, again, TBD.
I knew that.
Just like the tiers, this is always fluid.
Oh, yeah, fluid. No doubt. We'll be talking about it.
As of right this second, you guys are going.
Okay. All right, good.
As of right now.
Ken's back from vacation, so we can go ask him.
Ken's back from Hangin' 10. That's true.
He is. Oh, real quick, I want to say this. We just met a rock star.
I was just going to, well,
there was
really,
a rock star in the building.
Well, really you.
Well, yeah.
But
we were coming back from break before, but I had a chance to meet him. Greg was kind enough to introduce me to Brent Smith, the lead singer of Shinedown. Pretty sweet. They're going to be at the Garden on Saturday, so he was in the building.
So I was
knows I'm a rock fan.
I was just looking this up. He's like, you're a rocker, not this guy over here.
No, look
but
at
you're,
Jones.
But you're,
look at this
you're,
square. Look at this square
that's,
over here.
I think that's
Keith
what they did.
It.
I think that's what they did. They sized me up when they walked in. They're like, no, no, no. This guy
wouldn't be interested.
This guy over here is a rocker.
Yeah. Huh?
But so they'll be at the Garden on July 19th, as you said, on Saturday. You met him, and not only that,
not only that, I gave him a little fun fact about myself.
You dropped
I like
little,
to do that.
You dropped a little knowledge.
Every time I meet somebody, I tell them a little bit about myself. They're always interested in that.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, well, you have that ready, Nick, because I told him, I said, my first dance at my wedding with my mother was a Shinedown song. Now, it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, but their cover of Simple Man, incredible cover. And so that we played that all the way back on December 31st, 2011.
Wow.
I believe it was, yeah.
And so that was your first dance with your mother?
First dance with my mom.
How about that?
Simple Man by Shinedown.
How about that?
Band that launched because of that song on WAAF.
Plus, I was
Small
just,
World.
I was just getting the education here from Greg in that last break. Now, Greg asked, was that your mother's pick or your pick?
It was our pick together. We chose it. No, I picked it, but she loved it. She thought it was great.
She's not... Yeah. Is she pretty well versed in the Shinedown catalog?
I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I'm not listening to her Spotify every day, Jones, but I'd imagine she's pretty well versed.
She listened to a lot of AAF.
Yeah.
She lived in Worcester, went to school out in Worcester. So, yeah, we get it.
How about that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Some photos they took.
Yeah.
Did you
not the tallest? Oh, yeah, I did take a photo with him, but it wasn't with my phone, so I may never see it again.
That's what I was wondering.
Somebody was just like, yeah, here you go, Clint.
Are you going to get a copy of that? I think it was Jackson.
Oh, no, Jackson?
I'm sure you'll get that.
No chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, check at Rich Keefe WEEI on Instagram, and you may or may not see that photo of me and Brent Smith. Not the tallest dude in the world.
No, or are you sneaky tall?
But I'm not.
Okay.
So I am the American male average.
So not the tallest man.
Average.
Sick brag, bro.
Average height. Yeah. Not average everywhere.
No, I want to emphasize, and I can't emphasize enough. Height. Average height.
Height.
Is what I meant to
and
say.
And foot size. Hand size. Wrist size.
Yeah. Seven is dominated nuts, the world. Though.
It would be. It's very,
it is nuts. I'm recording.
It's a very impressive number. I'm with Courtney.
Wild.
So,
but that was cool.
Meeting your heroes in the break.
That's right. You never know who's going to pop in here.
You really never do.
It's true.
It's usually not a salesperson.
No.
But sometimes it's, you know, it's somebody that that you would,
Rockstar.
Fancy yourself as one of your heroes.
Yep.
Sorja, waiting very patiently here in Mansfield on the Patriots. Go ahead, Sorja.
Jones and Keith, how are we today?
Doing great.
Excellent.
Even better now.
Just wanted to talk a little Pats really quick. And I'm actually really excited for this season. I'm still not that high on the skill position because I thought the Pats would have gotten somebody better. But I think if you get Stephon Diggs on the Bills version of him, where he's pretty successful, right?
Well, yeah.
He was successful. Yeah, like I would like
the Bills version of him,
I don't
too.
Know if you're getting
yes.
Yeah.
Right. But my point is that the Patriots finally have somebody that the defense actually has to account for and double.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think that was what he was last year in Houston before the injury.
I'd say maybe.
Now, he's right. Maybe.
Like, that's a tough one to – there's zero guarantee of it. The rest of the league certainly didn't value that. Like, I'm excited about the Steph Diggs era here. I think it could be all right, but I'm not putting all my money down on it. You know, I think he comes in – look at how the rest of the league viewed him. It doesn't mean the league's always right. There are plenty of examples of guys that – you know, like Zach Bond went to the Eagles last year. Nobody thought Zach Bond was going to be anything, and he was
totally
first team all pro. So it does happen, but nobody wanted Diggs. Nobody visited with Diggs. Everybody was scared off either by the injury or the age or whatever else. And so you got him, and there's a chance because we've at least seen it. No other receiver on the team has ever hit that high level. So at least Diggs has something to fall back on. Everybody else, it would have to be a career year for him.
No, but to your point, look at how the league viewed Diggs. He took no other visits. As far as we know, he had no other offers. Also, look at how the Patriots viewed Steph Diggs. They didn't give him any guaranteed money until he passed a physical. And the original report of the money he got was exceptionally misleading. There's not a lot of guaranteed money there for Steph Diggs. So forget how the rest of the league viewed him, which I don't think anybody else gave him an offer. He told us when he was introduced he didn't take any other visits. Look how the Patriots viewed him. I think they protected themselves for a reason, because he's not a slam dunk. Text line here, Keith.
Yeah, well, they got...
This can't possibly be right.
What?
The average height of a man is 5'6"
no,
or 5'7".
No, we've been over this before on the show. It's not 5'6"?
5'6"?
It's not the average height.
Isn't this how we got to the short kings conversation?
Yes, we did.
Well, I don't average think... Was I a part of this? Because this doesn't sound familiar to me.
You were absolutely a part of it.
Was I?
Yeah.
We had a short kings debate about what the cutoff is for a short king. 5'8
or below, you're a short king.
Oh, yeah, maybe, because I remember being like, 5'8, it's got to be shorter than that.
The average height for men in the United States.
Yeah, that's an important caveat, I feel like.
Why? There's like little guys all over the place?
This is just what we're talking about. We're talking about
there's
here.
There's like islands and just little dudes.
We're talking about here.
That kind of really tips the scale.
Yeah.
So like all the guys on the Arctic are tiny.
Here in the U.S.
5'9". So I'm actually taller than average.
Because, like, you know, if you're in
sick brag, bro.
No doubt.
Scandinavia, they're probably all 6'4". That's very different. Now, here in the United States, what's an average male?
5'9", approximately 175.3 centimeters.
Now, we have talked about this because I'm slightly.
You're 5'9"?
Slightly above average.
Okay.
What is it, 5'9¾ or 5'9"?
No, it's 175.3 centimeters.
There it is.
Also known as 5'9".
Slightly above average.
Yeah.
Somebody saying 5'6 or 5'7, get out of here. It's not the average height.
That's way no.
Andy Hart,
we know they're 5'6".
That might be the
Andy Hart's still under that cutoff, by the way. But yeah.
Oh yeah, he's below average. Yeah, he's... Average height of a woman is 5'3½. That seems short.
Nice.
Like Muggsy Bogues out there. Good defense.
Okay. Anyways, you can jump in. 617-779.
Oh, we got that all squared away.
7937. Well, boy, it's important to swat down misinformation, Keith.
That's true. You talking Dog the Bounty Hunter yesterday. What a disaster. What an absolute mess. Screwed up like four things in that.
I was like, I think Dog's no longer with us. He's alive.
He's alive and well.
I was like, I think Bev, a.k.a. Beth.
Beth.
Is alive. No, she's...
Arresting criminals in the sky.
is exactly what she's doing. Hey, look, you can't be an expert on everything.
No.
I think we proved that with our MLB predictions, by the way.
How'd we do?
From before the year. Let's revisit these, Keith. We like to do this from time to time. Going
still a
into...
lot of game left, by the way. Well, these are not set in stone. This is at the break.
Well, some of them are.
Okay.
Some of our predictions are. We predicted All-Stars before the year. Those are set in stone. But let's start with our World Series predictions.
Okay.
Keith, way back on March 27th.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we had two games worth of information, because remember, the Cubs and Dodgers started like a month before everybody else.
Good point, so it was a little unfair.
So we had a little bit of information. Yeah. Keith was heavily swayed by the Dodgers in those two games.
I love those games.
You have the Dodgers over the Kansas City Royals in the World Series.
How's that looking? How my Royals? Where are my Royals at?
I think they're below 500.
They're not a playoff team.
But you have the Dodgers plus 255 to win the World Series. The Royals at plus 5,000 to win the AL.
That's good juice.
What are they clocking in at?
They're below 500. They're 4.5 games out of a wild card spot.
Thank you. That was the number I was looking for. 4.5 out of a wild card.
No, they're having a bad year. But they went into the break 7 of their last 10. So let's not rule them out just yet.
They're not as hot as the Red Sox, but they're hot.
No.
I had the Phillies at plus now at plus 850 to win the World Series over the Boston Red Sox plus 1400 to win the AL.
Listen, if we did this exercise 2 weeks ago, there would have been some egg on your face. But right now, Red Sox, hottest team in town.
Wouldn't have looked great. Red Sox, hot as a pistol.
Yeah.
They are in the playoff picture again, plus 1400 at the break to win the American League. They are plus 3500 to win the World Series.
Oof.
That was Billy's preseason pick.
Okay, Bill.
He has them beating the Phillies, who are plus 450 to win the NL.
All right.
And then Nick leaned in on what didn't feel like a long shot at the time.
No.
But the Atlanta Braves.
Wow, Nick. Braves are bad this year.
Turns out they stink.
No, they're bad.
They're plus 25,000 to win the World Series.
You know what's odd about the Braves? They actually have they're barely a plus run differential, and yet they're 11 games under 500.
Oh.
I think every time the Red Sox, they'd show the stats of the Red Sox losing one-run games. I think the Braves are the only team like worse than them. Like they lose every one-run game.
So?
But they're not going to win the World Series.
As we learn from the Red Sox, maybe they'll get hot. Maybe they're about to get hot.
It's true. It could all even out.
But that's a team that you want to talk about some names and guys you could go purchase. And I think our pal Wally in Fall River has actually mentioned a bunch of Braves names over the last couple of weeks. But that's a team that could be a seller at the deadline. They probably should be. That was Nick's pick to win the World Series, plus 25,000 over the Red Sox at plus 1,400. Who do you think is to win the AL? Who do we think is doing the best here?
On that one?
I mean, you probably...
I have the best odds or like the lowest odds to win the World Series, but then but Kansas City's not getting there. So if you add the two together, it might be... Well, both you guys have Philly-Boston just the other way. You and Billy have the same World Series, just a different winner.
So the swing is going to be Philly and the Reds. That's a good point.
So it's probably that matchup.
Okay. Philly and Boston, a popular pick here on this show.
Guess so.
Both of them look like playoff teams. I'd say that's a good-looking bet. For MVP, Keith.
We had a lot of overlap in the American League, huh?
Yeah, I guess we did. I didn't realize that till we revisited this. Both you and Nick have Bobby Witt Jr. to win the AL MVP. He's at plus 10,000. Yeah. Billy and I both went with Vladdy. Me and Billy actually had very similar picks.
I went way too heavy with the... Royals.
Yeah, you were bullish on the Royals.
Bobby Witt, big odds, but he's actually tied for fourth.
Yeah, he's in the mix.
He's tied for fourth.
Vladdy's much further down at plus 15,000. It is Aaron Judge is a heavy favorite to win the AL MVP, and then Raleigh, who's third.
Why is Tarek Skubal?
Skubal.
You know who's, at least on the one that I'm looking at right here, do you know who's tied for fourth? There's a bunch of guys that are like plus 1,200, so Byron Buxton, Jose Ramirez, Bobby Witt, Riley Green, Jeremy Pena, and one other guy are tied for fourth.
Bregman.
Sadon Rafaela.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At least on this one that I'm sure they're all different, but like this one is he is after that. How crazy is that? And not an All-Star.
Left off the All-Star. Well, the Red Sox should pay his All-Star bonus.
They
like
probably
the Phillies
should.
Did. Something tells me John Henry won't be doing that.
Why in your mind do you think why does Judge such an overwhelming favorite in Cal Raleigh, who has 38 dingers as a switch hitting catcher, is so far back?
Well, Keith, I don't know if you've heard this before, but it is most valuable. Oh, no, Mariners are in a playoff spot. So most valuable, if they're a playoff team, I'd imagine that you're probably there.
I mean, it's based off of war. I mean, Aaron Judge has the best war in all of baseball.
I mean,
Cal Raleigh's.
What's Judge? Three home runs behind? Like, if you had to pick one to hit more home runs this year, Raleigh just screwed up his swing, Terp. T's and P's. He just screwed up his swing at the home
but
run derby.
Raleigh has, it's close, but he has more home runs. He has more RBI.
Yeah.
And his OPS is about the same.
I'm looking at the WAR numbers. Judge has 7.1. Raleigh has 4.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's
I mean, that's what it is, I guess.
Okay, but there's also, I don't know, isn't Judge a lock to keep producing in the second half and Raleigh's more of a wild card?
But isn't Raleigh like a gold glove catcher? Like, that's pretty legit, too, like if you're going to sort of add that to the mix a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Judge is an obvious one. He wouldn't be a bad MVP.
None of us picking Aaron.
Do you know that Raleigh has more steals than Judge?
I saw. Doesn't he have 9 steals?
10.
That's a nice number.
He's 10 steals
big
as
dump,
a catcher?
Big dumper can scoot.
Guy's out of control.
It's probably an oversight that none of us took Aaron Judge for MVP before the year.
Well, no. I don't think anybody wanted to.
We didn't want to go chalk. It probably wasn't a worthwhile bet.
No.
NL, we all have different names. Keith, you're sitting pretty good with Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker's nasty.
At plus 5,000.
Yeah.
I went with Bryce Harper at plus 15,000. That's not going to hit.
No.
Tatis at plus 7,500 was Billy's pick. And Nick went with Francisco Lindor, plus 6,500. I would say looking at the MVPs, you're probably sitting best with Nick right behind you.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Ohtani. Like, it's Ohtani, Judge. I think you can pretty much, if those guys are healthy, it seems like for the next few years, it's going to be Ohtani, Judge. But they might not be healthy. That's why you sort of look for other options and other guys. Pete Crow Armstrong is actually the current second odds in the National League.
Look, we introduced you to Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
We've also introduced you to Pete Crow.
Pete Crow.
I mean, there's a Pete Crow show.
Pete Crow show.
It's a big dumper show.
Could be a 40-40 guy.
Yeah.
Pete Crow could be 40-40 watch.
He's already 25-25.
Right.
Pretty nice. Right. Here's a good one. While we were talking about the Braves and whether or not they'd sell, would Sale come back in a trade? I'm sure he'd come back. Would you want Chris Sale back in a trade?
No.
Me neither.
He's on the current 60-day IL with broken ribs, so.
Yeah, but.
What, did he fall off a bike?
He actually hurt himself diving for a ball.
But
he missed that.
He will be back, though.
Yeah, but he's on the 60-day, so I don't know how long they
can. Yeah, he'll be back, but then he'll be out again.
I'm just saying, like, in theory, he'll be healthy come August for the stretch run. I want nothing to do with it.
No, I'm good.
But he was healthy last year in the stretch run and missed the tiebreaker game.
Great point.
Correct.
Okay, Cy Young. Keith went with Garrett Crochet, plus 240.
Hell yeah.
In the AL.
Nice.
I went with Cole Reagans plus 20,000.
How's he doing?
I think he's hurt.
Okay.
In fact, I believe he's hurt.
Yeah.
Billy went with Max Fried plus 2,500. Good pick.
Yeah, he's having a good year.
Nick went chalk minus 200. Yeah. Tarek Skubal.
Skubal's going to win it probably unless he gets hurt, misses a start. But Crochet's having a Cy Young season. I mean, he's right there, right behind him.
You went Corbin Burns in the NL, Keith?
Yeah, he got hurt early. He's just out for the year.
He's the only player I could not find odds for because he's out for the year.
He's cooked.
I went chalk in the NL. I went Skeens. He's minus 105. He's actually not the favorite in the NL.
Who's the favorite in the NL?
That's Zach Wheeler, Billy's pick.
Oh,
minus 125. The favorite to take home the NL Cy Young. Nick also went with Skeens, so he's looking like the runaway winner for Cy Young.
Two all-star starters, pretty good.
Yeah, minus 200, minus 105. Chalk for Nick, but the chalk pays off here. And they are the all-star starters tonight. Speaking of all-stars, we also made our prediction for Red Sox all-stars.
Yes.
I didn't realize this until I sat down and looked at it.
They're all the same, pretty much.
Me, you, and Billy had the exact same all-star predictions.
Good.
We all went Crochet, Duran, and Alex Bregman.
Nailed it.
So we went 2 out of 3. None of us had Chapman, obviously.
No.
Nick went with Crochet and Devers, which...
What happened to Devers?
No. Both of those would have hit.
Devers all-star?
He would have been. He's not.
He would have been, but he's been terrible with the Giants. But it's also funny because if you go back to our home run pool, our dong pool, as it were, Nick ended up with Devers. So this was Nick wishing that Devers would have a good season.
It's a good point.
We all kind of predicted not a great year for Devers. Because remember when we made this
Devers
prediction?
Devers was doing pretty well in the home runs until he got to San Francisco.
Nick, that's true. He's screwed there. He's never hitting home runs again. But Nick got scrambled when Terp sniped Big Dumper from him.
And I got scrambled because he sniped Kyle Tucker from me. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But you, me, and Billy didn't have Devers even making the All-Star team. So it was one of those things where it was like early in the year, there was all that, like him pissed about DH, him not playing the field, all that stuff. And we're like, so we weren't expecting a big year. We were expecting a bigger year out of Jarren Duran, and he's been fine. He just hasn't been as good as he was a year ago. Yesterday, we did our Red Sox midseason superlatives.
Yeah. People were mad about this.
People were most mad that winning the award for most surprising in a bad way was Jarren Duran.
Yeah.
And the only reason is because of this.
You know what?
We all thought he was going to be an all-star. I thought he was going to be, once again, top 10 MVP finish.
Yeah.
He's not. That's why it's surprising.
You know what
no one
complained
about? It doesn't mean he sucks. Oh, Cora Vasquez?
No one complained about Cora. We did manager of the year. Yeah. We picked Ramon Vasquez. No one even complained about that. People were...
I thought it was a good joke, and nobody even... Not a single person said
it. No one even noticed it. Yeah. No, people were mad about Duran, though. You're right.
They were mad about that, like thinking that we hate him. We don't hate him. We've actually now decided we don't want to trade him.
Yeah.
We want to keep him. But... You can't tell me he's having as good of a year as you thought. We all thought he was going to be an all-star.
I think we wavered in the middle key for about 2 weeks. We were like, fine, whatever, trade Duran, go get a pitcher. But I think largely we've been in the don't trade Duran camp.
Don't ever trade him. But then I was like, wow, Joe Ryan.
Outside and of a couple, of, left, a couple like, of weeks where we wavered.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we've largely been very pro Jaren Duran.
I would agree.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Who do you think did best on our preseason MLB predictions? They were very similar when it came to the Red Sox and their All-Stars. We'll get you a Kiefer Madness at 1245. Pretty good one. Yep. It's a popular topic for past Kiefer Madness. I'm not sure we've done one of these in a while.
No, we haven't. It was on the Rushmore, though, of topics.
It was. Yeah. A very popular individual, which we'll get to. We also have a Tommy Tuesday, Tom Curran, at High Noon with training camp started next week. We'll look ahead to the Pats, and right after Trending with Billy Lanny, we'll tier off some MLB teams in a Tier Tuesday.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh is the winner of the 2025 Home Run Derby. Raleigh defeated Rays third baseman Junior Caminero 18-15 in the final round. Raleigh became the first catcher to win the Derby. Tonight at 8 p.m. is the All-Star Game. Tarek Skubal of the Tigers will get the start for the AL against Paul Skeens of the Pirates and the NL. Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman will come out of the bullpen for the American League. Celtics were handed their first Summer League loss with last night's Heat loss to the Heat. Seas fell 196 in the loss. Baylor Scheinman led Celtics scoring with 19 points. Jordan Walsh scored 13 points for being ejected during the second quarter after receiving his second technical foul. The Seas will return to Summer League action on Thursday against the Los Angeles Lakers. According to Adam Schefter, the Jets and wide receiver Garrett Wilson reached an agreement on a four-year, $130 million contract extension, making Wilson one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL. And the Revolution return to action tomorrow night. The Revs will be in New York to take on the Red Bulls. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI, it's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. If you missed any of our preseason MLB predictions revisited, it's on the Odyssey app. You can listen to WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps as well. Tier Tuesday, we're tiering off MLB teams today, Keefe, at the All-Star break. What are our tiers today?
All right, say we go, again, they're fluid, so they can always change. They can change on the fly. Four tiers to start, the top tier being hopefully championships.
Hopefully championships.
These are the teams that are hopefully going to win championships.
They're in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tier below that, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Right, all-time play-by-play guy, just a bit outside. These are the teams that are just a bit outside. Third tier down.
Very self-explanatory. We shouldn't have to explain that to you.
But we will.
They're just a bit outside.
Third team, third tier down, Frisky. One of the staples and tiers. What are the Frisky teams out there? Are there some Frisky teams?
Well, I have one.
You got one?
That at least matched up against the Red Sox is like the face of the Frisky tier.
Yep.
We're going to see it coming
up. I also think for me, a Frisky tier might be a team that isn't like destined for great things, but maybe they have a player or two that makes them Frisky.
Yeah. Can't rule them out because they got a Frisky guy there.
Bottom tier, we are dealing with amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs?
We are dealing with amateurs. Like basically, they have a AAA team up with the big club.
Okay.
I don't know if we need another tier or not, but that
feels
seems
good.
Like
let's,
it should be
let's start
good.
There. If we got to add anything, we can add something.
All right, Billy, why don't you throw some teams at us. Feel free to start wherever you like, and we'll tear them up.
All right, AL East, Baltimore Orioles.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah,
they're not Frisky, right? Gunnar Henderson doesn't make them Frisky enough.
I thought they were going to be decent.
Me too.
I know they lost some pitching, but I was like, they're good. They got Rutschman. They got Henderson.
We thought they'd be worse. We talked about this all offseason. We're like, they'll be worse, but I didn't think they'd be last place.
They're a train wreck.
9 games below .500, already fired their manager worse.
Because they were so bad, and then they got good. Like, they got so bad that they got all these top draft picks. Then they turned around, they were good. Red Sox fans were like, look at them. Like, that's how you do it. That's how you build it. They're falling off a cliff.
Amateurs.
Okay.
Red Sox.
Hopefully championship or are they just a bit outside?
Just a bit outside.
Is it just a bit outside?
Well,
Is there a tier in between the two where they're on fire? Team that's hot as a pistol.
Okay.
The hottest team in baseball.
Yeah, or should they be their own tier?
Should they be their own tier between just a bit outside and hopefully championships?
Well, yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. It's clear that one of them was on fire.
One of them was on fire.
Let's put them on fire in between hopefully championship and just a bit outside.
Yeah, they're on fire.
I like it.
Nobody's playing like them, so they probably do deserve their own tier.
Great point.
Nobody's the Red Sox right now. They're on fire.
Hadn't considered it. They're on fire.
Well, they're on fire.
Okay, what else?
New York Yankees.
Hopefully championship.
I don't know. Are they better than the Red Sox right now? I don't think so. I think they're just a bit outside.
I mean they are, but they haven't matched up head-to-head that great against the Red Sox.
I think they're more just a bit outside. I remember when they played them, and the Red Sox swept them, and you're like, they have Aaron Judge, MVP.
That's it.
And like Freed's
good.
Yeah,
Max Freed's good.
Like, but that's kind of it. Their lineup's not that good.
Just a bit outside?
If they play, right, yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
I think Sox are above the Yankees.
Let's go with it. Okay.
Just a bit outside.
Fine. Works for me.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Rays.
That's a frisky team.
Frisky.
They're not just
they weren't
a bit
frisky
outside.
This past weekend.
No, no, no. They were frisky going into the weekend, though, and
true.
Then the Red Sox defrisked them. But, yeah, I
that
would say.
That can't be a thing.
Yeah, yeah, defrisked.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I think that's.
You ever been defrisked? I've been frisked.
Every night that isn't my anniversary. So, okay, so that's Tampa. They are a
frisky. What is your anniversary?
It's coming up this week, actually, so look out.
No wonder Jones has like a pep in his step.
Yeah.
Who's that? Jones has been like floating in here down the hallways and stuff. He knows what's coming his way.
7, 18, 15. Mark it down. Cat's dreading it.
It's like once a year. Son of a gun.
So that is
Frisky.
They're a frisky
no
baseball
doubt.
Team.
No
yep,
doubt.
For sure.
Toronto Blue Jays.
I'm also, they're not hopefully championship.
No, they're not.
That's a just a bit outside.
They
team.
Got hot and then they went. So right now we have the Red Sox best team in the division.
Just a bit outside.
Well, we created a separate,
well, a separate
tier for them.
Tier
but yes,
for them.
Yeah, the best. Yeah, the best. Well, who's playing better than them?
Nobody.
Best team in the division.
No.
I like it.
Facts.
Okay.
All right. To the Central, the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, we are dealing with amateurs.
The thing is, they're so much better than last year, and they still are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside of one team, the worst in baseball.
They are
yeah.
terrible. Yeah.
Cleveland Guardians.
Now, I've been in the building there.
Oh, yeah. Good point. You're the Guardians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They have a couple of all-stars, and they have a couple of all-star caliber players. So I would put them probably above the amateurs. The place gets going when Emmanuel Clase comes in.
Yeah,
above amateurs.
Above amateurs.
I think they're frisky.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez.
Say your guy.
Stephen Kwan?
No, Clase.
No, Emmanuel Clase.
Clase makes him frisky. He's probably going
to
get traded.
I got the jersey and everything.
They're not amateurs, so they're frisky.
Yeah, Guardians.
Okay.
Detroit Tigers.
That's hopefully championship.
Hopefully championship.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got a... They give the best pitcher. It pains me to say it as a Crochet fan, but Tarek Skubal's a killer. They got the top two guys in the American League All-Star batting order.
They sure do.
Torres and Riley Green. AJ Hinch, been there, done that?
Yep.
Yeah, why are they so good?
Say it again?
Why are they so good with AJ Hinch?
I don't know. He's probably up to something.
Yeah, probably up to
I would
something.
Hope he's up
imagine,
to something.
Imagine if they got Bregman.
I hope so.
Thank God they didn't, but that's a hopefully championship team.
Yeah. How many All-Stars did they end up with? A bunch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Javi Baez, too. So, yeah, they're pretty loaded. So, they're definitely hopefully championships.
Kansas City Royals.
Frisky?
Frisky.
It's Bobby Witt and a bunch of nothing.
Right.
Bobby Witt and a bunch of pitchers they're trading at the deadline.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, to me, is a frisky.
Some had them in the World Series, but they're not going to make it this year.
Minnesota Twins.
Also frisky?
I want to say they're amateurs. I know that doesn't make sense based on the standings, but, like, do they even have a frisky player?
Buxton.
Yeah, Byron Buxton. Joe Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Buxton
but,
and Ryan.
Okay. So, but they're about to trade Joe Ryan.
Johan Duran's pretty good.
Buxton to me feels like a guy.
Shane Mack.
Who came out of, isn't he in a contract year?
Who, like, Chuck Roblock?
Buxton to me feels like.
Buxton was getting MVP votes a
couple
years
ago. Buxton's legit.
Fool's gold.
Buxton's good.
But okay.
Buxton's the top prospect of baseball for a while.
I've been outvoted. Frisky. I've been outvoted frisky.
Twins are real frisky.
Twins feel like amateurs to me.
Gladden Twins.
But I've been outvoted. Okay. Who else?
To the West, the Houston Astros.
They're probably hopefully championship. They're there every year.
Hopefully championships.
Yeah, right? I'll give you that. Yep.
Big game pedigree. Minus Bregman. Your guy. Your first round pick in the dong pool, Yordan Alvarez, not giving them much.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're hopefully champions.
Yep.
LA Angels.
Okay, so that to me was the face of the frisky team.
I agree.
Matched up against the Red Sox, they can't beat this team. That's gotta be a frisky
that's a matchup
team.
You want to avoid. But yeah, no, I'd put Angels and frisky.
Zach Neto, frisky as they get.
Oh yeah.
All right. What else?
The Athletics.
Oh, they're amateurs.
Amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Amateurs.
They've played a little better of late, but that's only because they ran into the Giants and Rafi Devers.
They don't have a city attached to their name.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Literally amateurs. They play in an amateur ballpark.
They play in Sacramento.
Correct. It's not a pro ballpark.
Not great. Yeah. Amateurs.
Seattle Mariners.
So I think they're just a bit outside.
Good. Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Yes. Yep. That's the right spot.
Currently a playoff team. They got the dumper. They're doing all right.
Yeah, we keep wanting them to sell somehow. But, yeah, they got the dumper. That puts them just a bit outside.
They got Julio Rod.
Yep, Julio Rod, as everyone calls him.
Brian Woo's having an awesome year.
Yep.
Because all the pitchers we named from the Mariners, he wasn't one of them. He's actually having their best year.
And he was awesome head-to-head against the Red Sox earlier this year. Who else?
Texas Rangers.
I guess frisky,
I don't even know.
That feels like it's a loaded tier all of a sudden.
It is, but that's fine.
But, yeah, let's put them there. Although,
are they even frisky?
Yeah, I guess
they're 500.
They're about 500.
They have a you want to talk about big game pedigree? Like they still have Evaldi for now.
Yep, true.
They're a World Series champ. I'd put them frisky.
Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, to the National League in the East, the Atlanta Braves.
Okay, so I would say the the Braves.
Braves. They stink this year.
I was starting
at the
top of
the standings. I don't know if they're amateur hour. They're more frisky because of the one-run games. Put them there, or do you want to put them lower?
Nah, let's put them frisky.
Frisky.
They're not amateurs. They have basically the same record as the A's, they're way better than the A's.
I gotcha.
No, you're good.
Miami Marlins.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, I know that doesn't...
No, they stink. I'd put the Marlins.
They are amateurs.
Amateur hour. Yep, I agree.
If you look at the run differential between those two teams, which is, again, not a perfect stat, but it's predictive.
Yep.
The Braves are a plus run differential. The Marlins are minus 55. I would say we're dealing with amateurs.
New York Mets.
Are they...
Hopefully championships.
That's what I would say.
I think they are. I think they would be. Hopefully championships. They just spent over $750 million on one player.
If they don't win a World Series, are they happy with it?
No,
so
they shouldn't be.
They're hopefully championship. Yep.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Same.
Hopefully championships.
Has to be.
Definitely.
Especially for my preseason MLB prediction, I'm rooting for that. Hopefully championship.
They should. Yep.
Yeah.
Washington Nationals.
Amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, that's an amateur ball club right
there. Very good.
Okay.
To the Central, the Chicago Cubs.
Ooh.
Hopefully championships.
You might. They have all-stars in the outfield, basically.
Yeah, and aren't they basically the best record in the NL? It's them and the Dodgers? Yeah, they're a half game behind the Dodgers. Not to forecast that, but I would say hopefully championships.
No, Cubs are pretty loaded.
Although
Matthew Boyd, all-star.
Their fan base is always very happy with just being in the mix.
Yeah, they don't really care. Yeah.
But I would say hopefully championship there.
A lot of day games.
Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, frisky. De La Cruz.
They have a winning record.
Puts them there by himself. Yeah, everybody talks like the Red Sox haven't played anybody.
They got a winning record.
They played two 50-win teams in this stretch, including the Reds.
Milwaukee Brewers.
That's just a bit outside.
Yes, good one.
It's clear that one of them was on fire.
They're only a game behind the Cubs? No.
They've won seven straight.
Yeah, but
they've beaten two in the last 10.
No.
Red Sox deserve their own tier. Deserve their own tier.
Red Sox deserve, own tier.
Brew Crew. Nice. I like the guy that goes, Bernie Brewer goes on the slide, thing.
Look, I like the Miz. He shouldn't be an all-star, but
I like
the Miz.
Should not be an all-star.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
They're not off the roster.
They're not on fire. You got to get the double digits to be on fire. No. Yeah.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, that's amateurs.
Amateurs. Holy smokes.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Which is too bad.
Paul Skeens doesn't make him frisky.
Mitch Keller, who everybody wants here.
O'Neill Cruz socking dingers.
That is crazy.
They hate O'Neill Cruz in Pittsburgh.
Do they?
Yeah, he's pretty lazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I think inside the park home runs because he gives up on balls.
Yeah, and he just got it. Jaron Duran from a few years ago just standing there when the ball gets by him.
Yeah,
look at the exit velo on that guy,
that's
though.
True.
Woo!
Yeah, it's not bad.
But yeah, amateurs.
All right.
St. Louis Cardinals.
That's frisky, I guess. They're five games over 500.
Outside?
You want to put them just a bit outside?
I think I would.
Who do they got going this year? Anybody? Brendan Donovan? I mean,
Pujols, right?
I think they still have
Chris Coppins,
Fernando Vina, Rick Ankiel.
They have one All Star.
They paid
Sonny Gray still there?
Yeah, maybe we're talking them. Oh yeah, they do have Sonny Gray. Maybe we're talking them down as we say this to Frisky.
I think they're Frisky.
All right, Frisky.
Yeah,
let's do it. Frisky Ball Club.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Who's left?
To the West, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Snakes.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, snakes are having a hard time.
Amateurs.
Yeah, they're terrible. Aren't they?
Well,
no. I mean, three games under 500.
And Josh Naylor's going to be gone. Eugenio Suarez is going to
be
gone.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to be actually. I like Nick's stance on this. They're going to be big time sellers. They do have a plus run differential, but they're going to sell off.
They're going to be a mess.
Let's go amateurs.
Amateurs for snakes.
Great.
Colorado Rockies.
Snootier.
Snootier.
Yeah, they're worse than all the amateur teams by far. They are 22-74. They have a minus 253 run differential at the break. They deserve relegation.
So
relegation. They shouldn't be a major league team.
Relegation?
Relegation.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I understand.
It's a good point.
They like the Red Sox, deserve their own tier, but for a different reason.
Subterranean. Okay.
So we just put the Diamondbacks in the last tier, and they are 24.5 games behind them.
Let's relegate them.
That's insane.
You're right. Okay. Yeah. They don't know what the F they're doing. Relegate them. Okay. Who's left?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
No.
Hopefully championships.
I was on the wrong one. Definitely. Every year for them.
Dodgers
hopefully championship. Yep. Yeah.
Padres.
Just outside.
I agree with that as well.
I agree.
They're like a notch below Mets, Phillies, Cubs. Yeah. Definitely below. Just a bit outside. That works.
And finally, the San Francisco Giants.
All right. Do we want?
What do we do with them?
Do they need their own tier?
We are dealing with amateurs.
The Devers tier.
Do they need their own tier?
They might.
Something Will Clark related.
Something Will Clark. Other than that, I'm doing fine.
Ooh,
that's not bad.
Rafael Devers.
Rafael Devers tier.
I think. What was it? The other than that, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Or bleep
so
you.
Other than that, I'm cool.
Oh, other than that, I'm cool.
Other than that, I'm cool.
So would that be in between frisky and amateurs?
No.
Or that'd be between just about outside and frisky?
Yes, yes, yes.
You'd still put them there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're better than frisky, aren't they?
Other than that, cool.
Okay, wow. Right. These are some of the most fluid tiers we've had, but what will we end up with?
All right, so we all 30 clubs are accounted for. We have in the hopefully championships tier, Tigers, Astros, Mets, Phillies, Cubs, Dodgers.
Six teams?
Yep.
Okay.
They were on fire, Red Sox.
Nice.
Just a bit outside, Yankees, Blue Jays, Mariners, Brewers, Padres.
Nailed it.
Other than that, I'm cool.
Perfect.
Giants.
Perfect.
Frisky, Rays, Guardians, Royals, Twins, Angels, Rangers, Braves, Reds, Cardinals.
It's a busy tier, but I think I was right.
Necessary evil.
Yeah.
We are dealing with amateurs, Orioles, White Sox, Athletics, Marlins, Nationals, Pirates, Snakes.
Busier than I thought, but yeah. Still, nailed it.
Relegation, Rockies. Kind of crushed it again.
You size them all up.
We always nail this.
At the end, it feels like a mess, and then you get there, and you're like, crushed.
Home run.
Grand slam.
Back, gone.
Dumper derby is what that was. We'll get those up on social in short order at Jones and Keith. Check them out on a Tier Tuesday, tearing off MLB teams at the All-Star break. Let's get back to the Celtics coming up before we talk to Tommy Curran at high noon for a Tommy Tuesday, the return of a Tommy Tuesday. Let's talk Celtics. Jason Tatum. Apparently very involved in the Celtics free agency. In a related story, they're doing nothing. We'll get to it next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Yeah, I just was told that they're communicating and Tatum is recruiting. I mean, Tatum is the face of the franchise. So
yep.
You're told he's recruiting. I don't know if they're like FaceTiming every day or they're on Snapchat and sharing videos and, you know, look at my rehab video.
I'm swimming. Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm swimming. What about you? What are you up to, Dame? Like, I don't know if it's that deep, but they are communicating. I think we all know Tatum's going to be here for a long time. And I think that the players who have come to Boston, I think guys who we traditionally thought might not like it here ended up really liking it in Boston and didn't want to leave.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Gary Washburn. We'll get to the Celtics and their pursuit of Damian Lillard in just a moment. If you missed any of our tiers on a Tier Tuesday, we tiered off all the teams in Major League Baseball at the All-Star break. It's available now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us there. Go seek that out. Good work by Terp, putting that together and turning it around quickly. I will also talk to Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston on a Tom E. Tuesday at high noon. As for Gary Washburn and his information that Jason Tatum is very involved in the pursuit of Damian Lillard. I mean, Lillard's still out there. He's still available. So he hasn't signed anywhere. The Celtics have been linked to him, it seems, pretty heavily. The fact that Tatum's pushing for it, does it make you feel any differently about their chase, their pursuit of Lillard?
Well, I mean, not really, because I think there is, of course, a possibility. I don't think Lillard, almost similar to the Steph Diggs conversation, I don't think Lillard's going to have a million teams lined up for him. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks just traded for him and had him on the team and played a couple years, didn't really work out, and then they decided to go stretch provision, get rid of him, and then use some of that money on Miles Turner. So they're a contender. They're keeping Giannis, and they even decided, no, we don't want Lillard. So I don't think a million teams are going to be interested in Lillard. Apparently, he and Tatum are friends. They were on, what, the 2020 Olympic team together?
Right.
All NBA star players are friends, by the way. So.
But by the way, they were – it was the 2020 Olympics, you're right, which I think they played in 2021.
Well, right.
But
– what happened?
Well, they knew each other that whole time, and then 2 years ago, Lillard was scoffing at the idea of coming to Boston.
Yeah.
Now him and Tatum are best buds, and he's recruiting Damian Lillard all of a sudden?
Lillard also thought he probably had a bigger market. Lillard also wanted to go to Miami.
So I think it's 100% bad.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Lillard used to be in demand. Now he's not, and he's got
to
go wherever he can go.
But then Tatum's here. And one of the things, we always want star players from all the teams. We were just giving Bregman and Crochet credit for recruiting Joe Ryan.
Yep.
So if Tatum wants to recruit Damian Lillard, great. It doesn't mean Brad Stevens is going to make that move. It doesn't mean that Chisholm's going to say, yeah, let's pay for another player to rehab for a year.
If Jason Tatum's going to recruit somebody to come to Boston, I know he's not on the floor until next year. Could he recruit somebody who's going to play?
You know, he's like, I'm not playing.
Like, that would annoy me if I were Jaylen Brown, who also, I don't know if you saw any of his comments to Kyrie, Is that where it was?
I know. Jaylen Brown makes it difficult to
like
him.
But like, if I were Jaylen, I'd be a little annoyed with Tatum. It's like, well, you're just building the team for next year.
I got a guy for next year.
You're not even worried about this year's team. Like, that would annoy me if I was Jaylen Brown. Yeah. That annoys me to a degree as a Celtics fan. Like, all right, Jason, I get you're not on the floor. Well, you just not care? You don't care about this year's team? Could you recruit somebody who's going to suit up this year?
Any healthy players you like?
How about a big man on this?
I'll take a big.
Could you recruit a big for the front court this year?
Or another guard.
So I get that he doesn't have a relationship with every single player in the league. This is a player he has a relationship with, but I've never liked the optics of them going after Lillard, and I like it even less now that I know Tatum's in the middle of it. It's like, I already know Bill Chisholm doesn't care about this team this year. Does Tatum? It doesn't seem like it.
No, that's frustrating. It does, because it's very much a punt for next year where you say the Eastern Conference is pretty wide open. Why can't you be as competitive as possible? And, you know, if Lillard was healthy, I'd be like, you know what? I know they're already pretty small, but I'll take them. Like, I'll take Lillard and figure it out with all the guys that you have. And you're going to play small ball, but you're going to be able to shoot like crazy. And it'd be fun. It'd be entertaining as hell. But, oh, he's got to rehab for a whole year? Then he comes back? Like, no, I don't think so. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Plus, you desperately need bigs.
Let me give you an example. Is Tatum recruiting Horford as hard as he's recruiting Lillard? He might be. I haven't seen any reports that he's not reaching out to Al Horford.
Yeah.
But is Tatum talking to Horford? He still hasn't signed.
That one to me is different because Horford doesn't need to be recruited on Boston. He already knows Boston. But
don't you think if Tatum leaned on him a little bit, that would carry some weight?
But if I'm Horford, I'm like, I got 1 year left, Jason, and you're not even playing.
But Tatum could still recruit him. It could still be, man, I might come back late in the year and team up with you guys next year.
Oh, I guess there's that. Brad hasn't ruled that out.
He hasn't.
I think they should.
Indiana officially ruled out Halliburton. Tatum has not been ruled out.
Strange.
So, look, I don't think Horford's coming back.
Me neither.
Brad Stevens said in the press conference it's unlikely he'll be back, but more Eastern Conference teams are in the mix. Horford would rather go to the Bucks than you?
Two Eastern Conference teams.
Who was the other one? Atlanta? I think it was the Bucks in Atlanta off the top of my head.
Oh.
Like, those teams now? Oh. He's going to go to those teams over.
He's probably going to have his jersey retired in Atlanta.
Oh, actually, you're
right. He's a Hawks legend.
So, good point. His backstory with Atlanta or his history.
Maybe he goes
with Atlanta.
Back to Atlanta and ends his career there. I don't know. My guess would still be one of those Western Conference teams. I could see him on the Warriors for sure. But he hasn't signed there. No, I know. He hasn't.
And now, again, the report from Mark Spears, I'm just pulling it
up. I don't think his market was quite as robust. And if it was, it's like they don't want to offer him much money.
Lakers, Milwaukee, Atlanta are all in the mix. So, you're right. Stupid me. I didn't even think about Horford starting his career in Atlanta and going back there. That one makes more sense. Milwaukee? Like, Tatum should leave, and maybe he is. I'm not saying he's not, but I'd feel better about Tatum recruiting Horford, a guy who's going to play this year, than recruiting Damian Lillard to build a team for next year where it feels like everybody's just all locked in on next season and doesn't care about the upcoming season.
Do you think Brad Stevens, based on all the moves that he has made and also the restrictions that he's under right now, do you think he would sign Damian Lillard? I kind of don't think so.
I mean, they're linked to him. Where do you think that's coming from?
Oh, I think it helps everybody. I brought this up before. I think it helps Celtics.
Yeah. You think it's just for PR purposes?
Yeah, be like, all right, hey, guys, we're not just dumping everybody. We're actually even interested in this guy who's going to be a Hall of Famer. And everybody knows who Damian Lillard is. He's one of the 10 most popular players in the NBA. We're interested. See, we're still involved, even though our starting big court or front court right now is Xavier Tillman and Nemus Kata.
I can meet you there. You think it's just for PR purposes?
I think it helps both sides. I think the Lillard could be like, see, I'm not damaged goods. Teams do want me, and the Celtics can be like, we're still in the market of adding players. I think it's a win-win. I don't think it ended up happening, though.
Okay. Look, I'm against it, and I was already against it. I like it even less now that I know Tatum is full-court press on Damian Lillard, and Tatum's already 1 foot out the door on this season, worried about building his team for when he returns and not worried about this year's team. That's annoying to me. The whole thing, the whole pursuit of Lillard is annoying to me, and I didn't like this. And maybe Tatum is recruiting Horford. Maybe he's blowing up his phone, just like he's doing the same with Lillard. I'd feel better about those reports than this one. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We have a Kiefer Madness for you. About an hour from now at 12:45, it is a very popular topic, a very popular individual.
Yes.
When it comes to the Madness, although I don't think we've had one of these recent vintage, Keefe. No, it's been a while since we've had one of these. So stay tuned for that. At 12:45, also coming up at high noon, the return of Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday. That's next.
Here's the Mink Man.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.